This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hey, this is Ricky Broman. I'm a litigation support project manager at Saul Ewing, Arnstein & Lear, situated in Boston. And I am also a member of ILTA's Program Planning Council and a member of the Litigation Support Content Coordinating Team. On the line today, we have Chandra Crompton from Bradley, and we are recording a podcast on our series for Tools, Tips, and Tricks. It's part of our snackable content series. And today's topic, we are focusing on relativity from the attorney's perspective. And like I said, we have Chandra Crompton on the line. Chandra, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the work you're doing?
Yes, definitely. So again, my name is Chandra Crompton, and I'm a litigator at Bradley. And right now, my practice primarily focuses on product liability, pharmaceutical kind of law, and just general contractual disputes. So I've been a lawyer for a little over a year now, and I went to Vanderbilt for both undergrad and law school.
Fantastic. Vandy. I love Vandy. It's a beautiful campus, too. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the types of reviews that you're doing when you're using relativity?
And so mainly when I'm using relativity, I'm doing very large reviews. And so right now, as far as topics, they mainly consist of pharmaceutical work and just huge contract dispute works where you have just a lot of different documents coming in and a lot of different players with those documents.
And this isn't on our slate of questions, but I do have a good question for you. As data is coming in, how are you typically organizing your data in the workspace? Are you organizing it by entity or custodian, data source, the date that it came in? How do you usually keep things organized on such large cases?
And so we primarily organize things by custodian and the date that it came in. And so if you have one party, party A, you know, producing a lot of documents on one day, we'll definitely have a tab in relativity like that's labeled party A's documents. And then we would organize it by the subsequent date of production. So if that party has made 10 productions throughout the case, then, you know, we would start with production number one and then move below, like if we keep going. That way you can just keep it organized and kind of realize where your documents are coming from, who they're coming from, and when you're receiving those documents.
Right, that makes sense. And from an attorney's perspective, what do you, obviously this level of granularity where you're able to control and organize data by custodian and date and everything is certainly something it sounds like you like, but what are some of the features about relativity that you find very useful and that you like from an attorney's perspective?
Yeah, so there are several features that I really like using relativity for. One of the primary ones would be the search function. And so when you have these thousands and thousands of documents, you may have someone telling you, hey, we need to find this document soon. And so you can easily just go to relativity, hop to the search bar, and do like a terms and connectors search for whatever you're looking for. And just elaborate on what terms and connectors is in case someone isn't familiar. It's when you're looking for a particular phrase or a particular, you know, set of words that come in order. And you can just use certain types of search techniques in order to cater your search to that. And so that's definitely one of the main things that I like because it makes it a lot easier to find one document among thousands and thousands of documents. And then I also really like just the highlighting function. And this is something that I didn't become familiar with until actually maybe like 3 months ago. But let's say you're looking for one particular word and you want that word to pop up. You like want to recognize that word whenever you see it. And so if that word is connected, then you can have the highlighting function where whenever you're in a document and that document has the word connected in it, that could come up highlighted as yellow. And you can even color coordinate your highlights. So you can have yellow highlights, you can have blue highlights, and that's just helpful to orient your eye, essentially, whenever you're doing a search through a lot of different documents. And it's especially helpful if you're dealing with Excel documents, because as you know, they can show up on multiple different pages, you have several different columns, and so it's nice to kind of focus on what exactly you're looking for. And so the search function, that's great. Highlight is great. And then I also like that you can redact while you're in the system. And so you obviously have to redact certain confidential information from documents as an attorney. And it's nice to be able to actually perform those redactions in Relativity as opposed to, you know, downloading the document and then redacting it in Adobe or something like that. And so those are pretty much, I guess, my top three. And then there are some more if you would like to hear them.
Mm-hmm. I think three is great because I want to focus on one that in particular I find mm-hmm. that sometimes can be a pain point for attorneys. And I want to get your opinion on what you found useful for searching, right? Searching can be this whole art. It's not really a science because there are so few searches that you run that are like, okay, there's only one way to do it, right? There's usually mm-hmm. a lot of ways to do a particular search. And, you know, if you're searching for an email address, you can have multiple aliases and everything that you're looking for. What did you find as a useful practices as you started mm-hmm. getting your hands dirty with searching and doing searches on the fly on your own?
Yeah, so I definitely think like making sure that you utilize terms and connectors rather than just doing a natural search where you're not putting any type of quotation marks or anything in there, because at that point it's just very difficult to use Relativity and find stuff efficiently. And then there's also a feature on Relativity where you can narrow it down by the type of document that you're looking for. For example, if you're looking only for PDFs, then you can narrow it to PDFs. And so that's really helpful because that, once again, you know, narrows your field of what you're looking for. And you can also search by the custodian. So if you know the custodian is Richard, then you can put in Richard's name in that custodian section. If you know the date range of what you're looking for, you can also narrow it by the date of the document. And so that's another thing that's great about Relativity. You have the actual document dates embedded within the program. And so you can easily kind of go to what you're looking for via their various different search functions and functionalities that they just have throughout the program.
And did you rely on any training materials as you got up to speed on how to use these types of fields? Or were you just kind of working through search logic and identified, okay, I see there's a file extension field. I can use this to cull my search down to just PDFs. Or I see there's an email sent date field. This is something that I would find useful. Or did you rely on some documentation that you had either internally or from Relativity site to learn how to use those features?
So for me, it was kind of a combination of just like looking and saying, oh, this makes sense for me to press this button. Like maybe this would be helpful. So just kind of searching on my own. And I was also really lucky that the person at my firm who's kind of over Relativity, he's right across the hall from me. And so I'll often just kind of scream, Matt, what do I need to do here? And so, yeah, it's kind of a combination of those two for me.
Yeah. It's great when you do have a resident expert. I can definitely relate to that. Mm-hmm. And persistent highlighting is something you mentioned that I definitely think is very useful to deploy in every review, whether you're using it for your privilege terms or your search terms or what have you. And I love the fact that Relativity allows you to change the color coding, right? So you can have something appearing in a lighter color and another set of terms appearing in a darker color to help attorneys when they're reviewing. That's definitely a fantastic point that you pointed out. If there was one feature you could add to Relativity, where do you see for room for improvement in the platform?
I can't necessarily think of anything that I would add to Relativity, but just based on some of their current features, I think that, you know, it could improve. For example, we talked about, you know, the different terms and connector searches. But if you're just putting a phrase in Relativity and not kind of crafting your search to narrow that phrase, it can be very difficult to find documents sometimes. And then also the load time in Relativity, like if I have a production that's maybe, I don't know, 10,000 pages, it kind of takes like a day or two for those documents to load into Relativity. So if there could be some way for kind of just the speed to progress, I think that that would be very helpful.
Right. And hopefully, you know, Relativity One being in the cloud, which we are a little shout out to some of the other podcasts that we're doing in the series. We're going to have one on Relativity One and one on searching and everything. So you're going to hear a lot more about these topics in subsequent podcasts. But hopefully with the move to Relativity One and the ability to fire up machines left and right, all virtual machines in the cloud, I do think that that will help alleviate some of the turnaround time, right? Because speed to market is one of the most important things for an attorney, is being able to get in, look at documents, especially when they're coming in from the other side and you have a deposition crawling down your neck 2 days from now. So speed to market is something that we hear a lot from the attorney perspective of how quickly can we get this in? Can we get it loaded and start putting eyes on it in preparation for X, Y, and Z that's coming up in the case? So I think that's like across the board an industry thing we're seeing, huh?
Exactly.
How does Relativity help you provide first-class legal service to your clients? I know we've hit on a couple of things, but like at the end of the day, you're using Relativity for specific reasons. How is it helping you service your clients the most?
And so before I began practicing as an attorney, I would always hear the horror stories about how you would have, you know, first through third year associates in a warehouse that's reviewing a ton of documents. And so I think that Relativity has really changed that a lot in other similar review platforms, just because you have this online system where you can house a lot of different documents and you have search features on that system. And so instead of, it kind of takes away a lot of the human error, I would say, in reviewing these documents, just because you can easily search for documents. You have different programs such as the highlighting option and the terms and connectors, to where it just makes it easier for you to like increase your accuracy rather than having me in a room for days at a time trying to look through paper documents.
Increasing efficiency and effectiveness is definitely something that is big in our industry. And to hear from an attorney perspective that that's really what a platform like Relativity is helping you do is music to our ears, right? Because that's the goal. That's the objective of putting documents in a database like this, is making your ability to review those documents and extract some value out of them while also maintaining the consistency is really important. And then, of course, on the back end, keeping the data secure and confidential and everything is just as important. But that's really great to hear that even with, you know, some latency with load times and everything, you're still able to find efficiencies and cost savings for clients and accuracy in the way that you're doing this. So it's definitely a workflow that works for the legal industry.
Yes, definitely.
What is one tip that you would give to a new attorney that's just starting to dabble with Relativity?
And so I actually have two tips, and one of them is just really quick. And so I've come to realize that Relativity works best when you're using Google rather than Internet Explorer.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I think just making sure you use Google, then that'll kind of keep you, you can avoid having crashes and everything when you're using the system. And then my second point is just to familiarize yourself with the system, because there are just so many different features on Relativity that you can easily run across something new that you didn't even know that you could do with Relativity. So if there is a handbook available to you, review that handbook. If you do have like an expert on Relativity in your office, talk to that person. So yeah, just those two.
Yeah, I like the second one in particular. So the first point, using Google Chrome, is definitely, I've seen a lot of success using that. And second, it would be Mozilla Firefox. I find that I do see a lot of crashes when folks are using Internet Explorer. That certainly is not a preferred browser when dealing with a platform as robust as Relativity, where you're transferring tons of data and cache and cookies as you're reviewing documents. But your second point is something that really hit home for me, is familiarize yourself with the platform. And there's only one way to do that, really, is getting your hands dirty. And it definitely sounds like, from your perspective, you've really learned a lot by working through it with the tools, understanding what certain features are. And when you don't understand what a feature is, either testing it yourself or reaching out for help. Is that consistent with your experience?
Yes, it is, because Relativity is like fairly user-friendly. And so I think that it's pretty easy for you to kind of just get in and explore on your own and just figure out ways that work best for you when searching through these different documents. And then, yeah, there's always like, hopefully, you know, this person will have someone available that they can go to if they did have further questions.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely always helpful to have an in-house Relativity expert. I've also heard from some of our corporate clients that Relativity itself has excellent support, right? So even if you weren't getting the service you need from either a service provider that you're working through a master services agreement with and licensing Relativity through them, like if you're a firm that has Relativity in-house or a corporation that has Relativity in-house, I know that Relativity itself has fantastic support. So you can always reach out and ask a question, or alternatively, I know that their documentation online is fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. You just mentioned Google a couple of minutes ago. You could Google, you know, Relativity persistent highlighting colors very quickly and figure out from an administrative perspective how to apply persistent highlighting. Or if you need to search something and understand the difference between the keyword index and the DT index or something of the sort, you can just search real quickly and find documentation online that's super helpful.
Exactly.
So let's take it to the next step. What advice or tip or trick would you tell or give to an attorney that's used Relativity before, they're like at the intermediate level but not quite advanced yet? What's one tip you would give them?
And so this is actually a tip that I learned maybe a week ago about Relativity. And so through Relativity, the system kind of creates its own index of documents, and you can extract that index. And it's just really great to have, like when you're in the middle of discovery and you have opposing counsel asking you, you know, what documents did you produce to us? Like trying to get broad categories to know what documents they have. And so it's nice to be able to get that index and then to work on, you know, a more detailed index based off of the one that's provided through Relativity. And so I think just making sure that you use Relativity to stay organized. Because it can be difficult to stay organized when you have thousands and thousands of documents at your disposal. And so just make sure that, you know, you utilize what Relativity provides to you so that you can know what all documents you have, when you produce those documents, and like kind of just general broad topics about what those documents are.
That's great. And are you doing that through like exporting reports, where you select like all the files in your grid and then say save as a file?
I believe that that's what was done. Like I had someone to help me with it, like a paralegal helped me with it. So I didn't personally do it, but I was told of the process.
Yeah, I mean, Relativity captures so much metadata, and then all of the work product, like every click in Relativity is tracked and auditable. Right. So as you're doing your work and adding work product, you can both export the metadata and the work product you've added. And then to your point, take that outside of the system and adjust it, massage the data as you need to, and maybe add some more information that will help with case management.
Mm-hmm. And that just goes back to like adding value for the client, because you obviously need to manage the cases and just to really just stay organized when you're dealing with the client.
Right. Well, I think that we've got some great takeaways here. You know, tips in search, persistent highlighting, redacting, increasing the efficiency and effectiveness by using Relativity, familiarizing yourself with the platform, and using the information that you have in the system as a way to help manage your case and the growing volume of data that you have in your litigation. Chandra, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today. On behalf of ILTA and the litigation support content team, I want to thank you for your willingness to participate and dedicating your time this morning, and for sharing some cool tips, tricks, and tools for Relativity.
Thank you. This was great.
All righty. Fantastic. Hopefully the membership loves it and they'll tune into the next podcast in the Snackable series.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.